All right, it's 10:51 a.m. We'll come back into special session, Somerville County Commissioners Court. There is a motion to be made. I don't know who wants to make the jab at it to get everything involved. I can try, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, okay? I make a motion that we approve a new position for a road and bridge pertaining to a mechanic, not to exceed $60,000, and also authorize to start doing DOT inspections. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
That way, then you get your certifications, qualifications, and we move forward. So Michelle, I said that really fast. What do you need me to do? And I can't repeat it.
The court authorizes a new position with road and bridge not to exceed $60,000.
Yes.
For mechanic.
For a mechanic position. And authorize road and bridge to start doing DOT inspections. All right, I made the motion. Do I have a second? I have several of them.
You go ahead, Wade.
All right, I got a second from Wade. Any questions, comments? Oh, he surprised me. I thought maybe you went home.
Mm-mm, I'm so sorry. Just a couple. First off, where are you gonna get the funding from, since it wasn't in a budgeted item?
That's what Levi is going to go over his to see, what'd you say, a couple of field training engineer?
Part-time FTEs.
Part-time, so we're gonna look at that, and then we'll see what that will come up with, and then we'll accommodate the rest out of contingency or CHIPS budget. Or no, it won't be CHIPS.
Take it.
It won't be CHIPS.
It's for a good cause, and you're saving us so much money in so many other areas.
He spent all his money on the bond. But anyhow, sorry.
And so this will increase us to 4 mechanics. Will this new position be a dedicated mechanic?
Yeah, well, he's gonna be dedicated at first, he or she, bringing our fire department back up to top notch. And then as that levels out, then he'll still be under Dwayne to do anything and everything we need across the board. But right now it's gonna be bringing fire department equipment up to where it needs to be.
Okay, and we're gonna pay for their certification for that as well?
Yes.
Is there gonna be a contractual agreement that once we've paid for this certification, that they'll have to remain an employee for X amount of time?
I think we've got some legalities on that end. We've been down that road before on CDL drivers.
Yeah, we can't make them stay, but we could.
They have to repay back the training itself if they choose to leave, or we're gonna have a contractual agreement with that? Because so often we get employees in here, we send them off to these big fancy schools and pay for this education, and they come back and 2 weeks later they're out. So, I mean, we need to have something that kind of balances so that we quit educating all these people and to come to Somerville and then go to the bigger inner cities. This way, at least we're either getting our money back for their education or a portion of, or they're gonna stay here and really do us a good job, and we'll be able to reward them through great payroll advances.
Well, another
thing on that note, Tanya, is that a lot of times that is an employee benefit to even get them to come, period. And to get people with those levels of certifications, you're looking at potentially a $90,000, right, Dwayne? Isn't that what you said?
87 and above.
Up to 110.
I understand that.
Yeah, so it might, I mean, on paper that looks great, but you and I just sat on a hiring committee with that young man back behind you, and you know, we learned a lot, so.
I get that. What I'm saying is we're gonna bring someone in at less than the amount of what the national standard is for that particular position.
Right.
Now we're gonna pay for them to be educated so that they will have the physical ability to say, hey Somerville, thanks for the ride, I got my education, I'm out of here, and be able to go. We need to have some sort of contractual thing that if you don't stay with us for at least a year, you've got to pay back a portion of that education that we just gave you to go out there and earn the 100K. Because we don't have the ability to pay them, doesn't mean that we need to educate them and let them fly the coop. It means we need to educate them and have some accountability to at least recoup portion of our money for that education that we just paid for.
I would definitely be willing to look
what's
at
legal.
Legal and a portion, you know.
I'm not saying they gotta pay the whole thing back,
yeah.
But make it proportional. If they stay for 6 months, then it's only this much. If they give us a year, it's only this much. If they stay for 2 years, they don't know what's a dime.
We've been down that road with the Sheriff's Department, remember? Equipment, yeah, certification.
I like that scale. So,
it just gives us something to encourage them to stay, because we already know we're faced with low payroll.
Hard to get them.
And we have a hard time, we can get really great people here, but we have a hard time maintaining them after we've educated them. That's a pattern that we have here. And this just gives us an opportunity to kind of maybe hold on to these people that we're willing to invest in so that we can get some of our investment back. That's all I'm asking for you to consider.
You bet.
In this deal. I'm all about getting what we need, and I understand our limited ability to pay top tier
Sit down
in
our budget hearings and you'll hear a whole lot more about our limited
But we need to start protecting us as well.
June, July, August, yeah.
Well, Dwayne hears you, and we hear you.
Show up for all those meetings, yeah.
And I'm sure Brady and Dwayne can come up with some numbers, so, okay?
All right, I have a motion, I have a second. Anything else?
No, I'm golden.
All right, all in favor of said motion? That's 5-4, 0 against. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I have a motion by Jeff. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Richard. All in favor of motion to adjourn. That's 5-4, 0 against at 10:57 a.m. And I apologize, Bruce. I told you 10:30. I didn't make it.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry.
I told him that same thing this morning.
I told him, I said, I will be there by 10:30.